Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JTop 10 September 2020 Artists of the Month episode. We will be featuring Cho To Kyu. I am Andy.
And I'm Kirby.
And we hope that you will enjoy joining us for this Artists of the Month. Japan Top 10. All right, let's get right into it. So Cho To Kyu is a Japanese boy band that debuted in June 2012 under Stardust Promotion. This group claims to be the first to separate main dancers and vocalists during live performances, with dancers Kai, Yoga, Takuya, and Yuki at the center, and vocalist Takahashi in the background. They are known for their highly entertaining and interactive performances, and the group has a loyal fan base, and have sold out nationwide tours every year since 2015, including 5 shows in January this year before the pandemic arose. So, Kirby, do you have any experience with Cho To Kyu? Is this your first time listening to them?
This is my first time listening to the band, so I'm not really well versed with Japanese boy bands. I only hear them from my friends, but about Cho To Kyu, this is my first time hearing about them.
Oh, nice. No, I'm happy to share this experience with you because I am a Cho To Kyu veteran. I do quite enjoy boy bands. That's one of my favorite aspects of J-pop, and Cho To Kyu. I'm not sure. I know in our little intro blurb it said that they claim to be the first to separate main dancers and vocalists, but I think EXILE and JSOUL Brothers and Da Pump had them beat on that. I think they've been doing that a little bit longer than them. But all right, well, before we move on, I have a few announcements for everybody. Our annual listener survey has now completed, so thank you so much to everyone who participated and provided your thoughts on our podcast. We will announce the winner of the annual listener survey in the next episode of our podcast. We will also detail some areas we look to improve or change as per everyone's comments from the survey as well. So stay tuned for those details. Anyways, why don't we get right into our music so that we can share the boy band goodness with more of our listeners. At our number 4 song for this Artist of the Month episode, we have Revival Love, released in 2019.
Number 4. Unmei maji kayo, everybody bam bam, uso desho dun dun, mata anata ni nachai so de, daddy daddy bam bam, kono o ga kun kun. それでいいじゃん駆け引きに酔えたらグッゲーム遊びじゃない危なくていい綺麗ごと超えてグッバイ衝動的な誘惑でさよならした恋でもワン・ツー・スリー・フォー感傷を覚えてるキスだけだ尺じゃない Everybody あなたになっちゃいそうで Daddy Daddy Bam Bam この音がグングン恋の奇跡に飲まれて Dance 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 If I found love If I found love If I found love If I found love 物語に苛立つたびあなたなら帰るでしょバッドル
Revival Love is the group's 17th single.
This was chosen as the theme song for the Fuji TV drama Ex-Boyfriend Mania or Motokare Mania, based on the manga series of the same name by Yukari Takinami.
So in that series, Namba Yurika, who is played by Yuko Araki, is self-immersed in her past memories with her boyfriend, Saito Makoto, whom she broke up with 5 years ago. She claims to be a diehard fan of her ex and frequently stalks him on social media, even going so far as having imaginary conversations with him and compares him to every new guy she meets. However, she is in for a shock as she reunites with the real Makoto at her new workplace. So that is kind of the little synopsis of Motokare Mania, or Mania.
October is another Listener Appreciation Month. Get premium platinum level episodes regardless if you donate in that tier. If you have a song request you want to get on, make sure to let us know at jtop10.jp. At number 3, we have Cho Neba Giba Dance, released in 2017.
Number 3. いつもサバイブ夢中で駆け抜けてきたリアルとギークのアーカイブ遥か小の地へ導いたリフティーな世界にゴージャスなリソバリカタな頭じゃカリスマにゃなれない No, oh, go, and you're my great 海さえ越えてちょっと
の壁も破りたい。行くぜジョージャ、ねえ巻きバタン、ジョージャ笑顔でダンス、全力スパジマ掴めよビジョン、ドンキバジョート、ドンキバジョート、行くぜジョージャ、ねえ巻きバタン、ソウザ超えてくダンス、ソウザで取って繋げばこの上なくトゥゲザなら Let it go、 正直やめられない、行くぜジョージャー、ねえ巻きバタン、ジョージャー笑顔でダンス、全力スーパーノーマー、君とイリュージョン、ドンキバジョート、ドンキバジョート、行くぜジョージャー、ねえ巻きバタン、ソウザー超えてくダンス、ソウザーで取って繋げば、
This is Cho Tokyo's 5th anniversary single and overall 12th single. Cho Neba Giba Dance reached number 1 on the Oricon weekly chart and Billboard Top 100 for the very first time.
Congrats. This is a very catchy song, so I understand why. And the video is super cool too. It actually has these boys going over to London and they made their first music video debut overseas.
It may be a bizarre and endearing music video. It sees the members march in uniform in imitating a choo-choo train around London's landmarks.
That's right. And they even made sure to include clips with the Eurostar trains as the backdrop, calling into focus the high-speed railway service that is kind of the origin of Cho Tokyo. So Cho Tokyo actually means bullet train. So that's where they get the name from. From the bullet trains here in Japan, and yeah, those origins are in the Eurostar trains, so kind of cool. They got to go, like, it's almost like a pilgrimage to visit the famous and renowned trains of the world. Okay, well, before we get along with our countdown, I have another quick announcement. So have you ever wanted to advertise on our podcasts? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. If you would like to find more details, you can check us out at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Hope you consider, and thank you so much. All right, at number two, we have another recent single. It is Stand Up from 2020.
Number two.
Stand up, don't look down, 顔上げて.
Stand Up is a big energetic burst of pop and rap that was released on June 10th of this year and is the title song for the 8th anniversary single of the CD debut of Chotokyu.
Group member Yuki was in charge of choreography for Stand Up's music video.
A really cool thing that they did is actually the group released a sign language version of the music video on YouTube, and it was created with the desire to connect with everyone besides through the art of dance. The video was filmed in each of the members' homes during quarantine.
In February this year, Yusuke announced his departure from the group, citing his wish to continue medical treatment for his knee injury and mental health.
Yusuke originally took a break from group activities due to his knee injury in June last year already.
In other news, 23-year-old Takashi, the vocalist of the group, will make his solo debut on September 2 with his real name, Taiyo Matsuo, in the mini album Uta Utai. The theme of the 6-song album is City Pops.
Oh, I really like these most recent singles, both Stand Up and their other most recent single, up at the top of the episode. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. Maybe Dear My Goodbye, I think was the name of it. I just love the art direction. So like pastel-y and feel-good songs, which I think the world definitely could use right now. So very cool.
If you want to double or triple the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. And we have our number one song. It's My Buddy from 2017.
Number one.
You are my body, 一人じゃ見れなかった世界、僕らしか見れない未来、色とりどり光る命の瞬き感じながら、この星には無数のストーリー、生き物たちの声に耳を澄ませば、大事なものはすぐそばにあるって言うじゃないか、気づけりゃそれが朝、誰かになりたい嘘ってなっちゃって、そういうことあるけどね、君はいつも君なんだって、僕とならの高さは違っても、同じ景色を今日も明日も見ていたいね、人は愛し合うから愛おしかった、君は今素敵、 You are my body、 一人じゃ起こせない奇跡、僕らしか見れない未来、一心で真素敵、かけがえのない日々、 We are the body、 時には必要デリカシー、お願いを描き合う、意味はなくても幸せって知らぬ間にただそこにあるもの、 You are
my body.
We are the body.
一人じゃ見れなかった世界、僕らしか見れない未来。
一心で進むべき、
とって大きな日々。
We are the body。
どこでもつながるテレパシー、お願いを照らし合うバディ。
ずっと進化してゆくから、
無限の可能性感じながら。君は my body, forever my body。
My body is the 13th major single released by Chotokyu.
Yes, and it is also the band's most streamed track and most viewed music video on YouTube, with over 11 million views.
The track was used as the theme song for the Fuji TV drama series Keishicho Ikimonogakari MPD Animal Unit, starring Atsuro Watabe.
That's the second Watabe drama that they've done a song for, I'm just realizing. But this song actually ranked at number one on its debut in the Oricon Daily Chart, and was second on the Oricon Weekly Chart and Billboard Top 100.
So as a synopsis for that TV series, Detective Tomozo Sudo is removed from the investigation team after an injury. Instead, he is assigned to work in a division responsible for taking care of animals whose owners are suspects or missing. There, he meets Keiko Usuki, a female police constable who loves animals more than humans. Together, they find clues from animals left behind at crime scenes and solve cases.
And of course, at the end of each episode, the cast members perform a dance along to this single, My Buddy, at the zoo, which was also known as the Ikimono Dance, and it went viral, even having hundreds of fans upload their own versions on YouTube.
In May, the group released an adorable collaborative video showing children dancing to My Buddy during quarantine.
They received over 300 video submissions in just 10 days after the call for videos was made. I actually love the original video as well. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. It's really cool visually. They have like two distinct outfits, kind of like darker outfits, more like cool, and then more pastel cute outfits. And I think it's a really fun video. And this is probably one of my favorite songs from Chotokyu. Well, that just about wraps it. Well, that does wrap it up for our episode. Did you have a good time learning a little bit more about Chotokyu together, Kirby?
Yes. Actually, it's a fun experience to see the boy side, since I've the girl bands usually. So I seldom listen to boy band music, but Chotokyu is like a very fun. Like a fun and happy and jumpy dance music genre.
No, definitely, it's a nice pick-me-up. I think I found myself listening to it more getting ready for work recently, obviously because of this episode, but also because I think it's just good to get a little pep in your step in the morning. So yeah, thank you for joining me on this episode. Next episode, we have a very special treat for you all. Sophie from our sister show K-Top 10 will be taking over a new Top 10 episode for the month of September. So please give a warm welcome to Sophie when you listen next time, and check her out in a week from now. Well, thank you everybody again for joining us on this month's Artist of the Month, Chotokyu. We hope you enjoyed listening to a little bit of boy band flavor.
I hope all of you enjoy the songs, and maybe you can enjoy their music videos too. They also have their songs on YouTube. And I guess that's it for today. This has been Kirby
and Andy,
and we'll see you in another episode of Japan Top 10 Artist of the Month.
Jane, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Japan Top 10.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.